Welcome to the Light of the World, and this is Pastor Jerry G. Martin. Today, we're going to bring you a very special message. Recently, we celebrated Mother's Day, and our very special guest that day was none other than my mother, Mother Army Martin. She gave a special message to mothers about how to be a mother of distinction, how to be one that influences the family, guide the hand of the family through diligence and through prayer. If you are a mother or a grandmother, or especially a single mother, you need to listen to this message today and allow the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, bless your state of motherhood. I want you to take some time and listen to this message, and then stay tuned afterwards. We'll let you know how you can get it in its entirety. Now come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's Word.
Don't give your child up. Don't give up on your children. Hallelujah. That's what our knees made for mothers to get down there and stay down there. Till that child come home, pray till he can't drink no more. Pray till he can't dope no more. Pray till he can't lie no more. Pray till he can't steal no more. It works. Now my brothers bishops, my sisters missionaries. We are a product of a distinct mother and a distinct grandmother. Hallelujah. We pass this generation on, mothers. Like mother, like daughters. If you're a godly mother, you're going to have godly daughters. You might have to pray until it gets into that, but they will come. Because they watches you. I listen to my children. They say, I said, ooh. You know, children watch everything you do. They watch how you treat your husband. They watch how you act. They watch what you say. They tell me things, and I say, ooh, I know y'all was watching me that close. Mother, I was watching, see how you gonna handle that. I remember my mother day, I think about things she went through, things she did. Children don't forget that. We want to leave a good example for our children. Hallelujah. If you're a good wife, your daughters will be a good wife. If you endure hardness, they'll endure it. Because they won't be like mom. Mama, I saw how mama prayed her way through. My mother prayed her way through. My mother prayed her way through. My mother prayed her way through. Hallelujah. But everybody's so busy now. You call a prayer meeting, you see a very few. If I go to prayer meeting, five mothers there, I say, oh, thank you, Jesus. But I wish the young mothers only knew. Hallelujah. The power of prayer. Praying over your little children. Don't care how cute you think they are. They got a soul. Don't care how good that, how pretty that son is, how smart you think he got a soul. If you don't teach him right, somebody waiting for him downtown. And they don't have no mercy on him. I feel sorry for the little children. I said, Lord, have mercy on the poor little. We pray for them in the morning. Have mercy on the poor little children. They got about to pray for them. What would you think if your mother wasn't praying for you? I don't know. I thank God for my mother today. She's sleeping today. But she prayed and taught us to pray. Not only did she taught us to pray, she lived the life before us. Do your children know you're saved? I thought my mother was the saving person it was. Do your mother know you're saved? Do your husband know you're saved? Will he ask you to pray for him? The distinction mother, her children know she's saved. They rise up and call her blessed. Yes. Mother, pray for me. I got a problem here today. Who they gonna call on? I said, Lord, the poor children. If they can't call mama or papa, what they gonna do? If they don't know anything about Jesus, they just stuck. And we allow our children to get stuck out there. Oh, hallelujah. Poor things. Glory, hallelujah. Let us all strive to be a mother of distinction. Encourage our children, not only for themselves. What do you want to be in society? When you have children, you got to think, I want to add to society. I want to bring my children up so they can, that's what a distinct mother said, so they can be a blessing to society, not a curse. going around stealing and robbing and killing. Nobody didn't teach that child nothing. They don't know what to do unless somebody tell them. And did God give us mamas? Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Grandmothers, our work is never done. Our work is never done. Even though the children is gone, grown and gone, I still pray for them every day. You have to bless them. Hallelujah. My mother of distinction, she blesses them. Pray to Jabez, pray of them. Father, let your hand be upon them. Let your hand be upon my child out there. Hallelujah. And bless him. Cause your face to shine upon him and give him peace. Bless his going and bless his coming. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. If we get enough mothers to do that, we'd have a better world to live in. Praying. Praying. Not only praying, but see the mother distinction. See that a child go to school. Not only send him to school, but work with him in his lessons. Some Polish children, they're sitting in school and nobody checking on the grades. Nobody doing this. That mother distinction going to chrome that school. See what's going on down there. Why? Because she's shaping shaping the world. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I believe all you hear today is a product of somebody praying for you. Somebody told you about Jesus. Somebody. Hallelujah. Think about if everybody, mother had told them about Jesus, we'd have this church running over. Amen. Thank God for mothers. Yes. The pastor, one that rocked the cradle, rules the world. You can raise them so good and pray them so, they may be trying to go astray, but that's what your knees is made for. You do all you can and ask God. Ask the Lord. Help this child. Hallelujah. You get an unction from the Holy Ghost. Somebody going a little too far. Holy Ghost, jog that mind. Holy Ghost, jog that mind. Holy Ghost, bring him in. Holy Ghost. Bring him in, Holy Ghost. Bring him in, Holy Ghost. Woo, bring him in, Holy Ghost. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God answers prayer. He said, call unto me and I'll answer you. And I'll show you great and mighty things. Train a child, he said. Train him. You know how you go to school for training? You don't just tell him to do this. You train him how to do that. Like you train somebody to cook. You say, put this in there. And you fix it like that and you bake it this way and you do it that way. Train him how to live holy. That's your job. That's our job. Train him. Did you train him? Oh, I don't know. I can't do it with my child. Something wrong with that picture. A lot of people say, I can't do nothing with him. Little bit of something. I can't do nothing with him. I got some 62, 61. I can do something with him. I ain't been long. I had to tell one, move. I said, move. As my husband said, that little fist, you let him hit you, it's going to get big. They talk big and they're going to grow up after a while. And they're going to really talk big. But you got to start. Yes. I start praying for mine before they were born. Amen. Tell the Lord what you want your children to be. Tell them how you want them to be. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell the Lord. Have a vision. Hallelujah. Of your family. Yes. Lord, I want my children saved. I want them in the ministry. You can look at them and tell, oh, that could be a preacher there. This could do this. I watch the children. Now, if you watch them, you can see which way they bent. Yeah. Did they bent the wrong way? So I had to straighten some up. Yeah. I said, oh, yeah, I see you headed for the wrong. Yeah. Let me correct this right now. Yeah. You don't see something going the wrong way and just let it go. Well, he'll grow out of it. He's not going to grow out of it. It's going to grow deeper and deeper into it. Hallelujah. You do what you can do. That's the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Father, I need your help here. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, because I'm not raising any heathens. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, I need your help here today, Lord. That's what God is for. Jesus died for us. Died, hallelujah, that we could, he put his spirit in us, that we could train our children, train them. This little sister said, mother have a unique relationship with the Psalms. The understanding and forgiveness is usually flu-froing. You know how we love our sons? But yet sometimes we have to have a firm, demanding. To demand a proper respect. You know, we love them, but we don't love them so much that we can't see which way they're going. I thought my mother loved her son. She had seven girls when she had a boy, but believe you me, she straightened them out and put them on that altar. Put them on the altar. Mother and all, she didn't always wait till us make up our mind to go to the altar. She put us on the altar. Bishop E. Bryant. She went and got him and put him on the altar one night. He got saved that night. Some said, well, wait till they make up their mind. When we were growing up, every revival, saved us, we was on the altar. Why? She's concerned about our soul. She don't want her children to die and be lost. I think that's the terriblest thing. You can love somebody so good till you don't just let them have their way, but they got to die one day. And that's the greatest. My sister said, the worst child abuse it is for you to let your child die and go to hell. Now that's some child abuse there.
This is Jerry G. Martin, and thank you once again for joining us as we have brought the Word of God to you, and we are hopeful that your life has been enriched and that you have been encouraged. It is such a privilege to come to you, no matter where you are. You may be in your home or your automobile or your place of business. If you would like to hear today's message again in its entirety, you can do so by going to our podcast at The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. You can also join us on our website at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. And as always, I invite you to be our guest at The Light of the World. We meet each Sunday at 10 a.m. at 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Cedar, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, North Houston, Northeast Houston, you're in our neighborhood. Come and be our guest. I want to remind you that the Beacon Christian Bookstore is located right here on our campus. Almost every Christian bookstore in our city has closed, but we have an inventory of Bibles, communion supplies, Sunday school books, offering envelopes, study materials, or whatever you might need. Call the Beacon at 281-441-2885. Again, that's 281-441-2885. Now for The Light of the World, this is Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.